Governor Phil Scott says the legislature needs to act soon to blunt the impact of a new Trump administration policy on immigration. A new immigration order issued this week expands the number of undocumented workers who could be subject to deportation. On Thursday, the Vermont Senate will consider a bill that limits the state's involvement in any immigration crackdown. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Under the Obama administration, a person would have to be convicted of a, quote, serious crime to be a priority for deportation. The new Trump approach broadens the definition to any criminal offense, including the abuse of federal benefit programs. The Senate bill gives the governor the sole authority to enter into agreements with federal immigration officials. Governor Scott says that's important because he doesn't support a federal plan to ask local and state police to take part in deportation raids.
I think that bill is important to Vermont. I think it does set the tone, and I believe it does offer us constitutional protections. So I think it's a level of importance. I would say it's very high.
The bill also blocks federal officials from obtaining personal information from Vermont police concerning a person's race, religion, or sexual orientation. The governor says he wants Vermonters to understand that there's an important constitutional principle at stake.
It's not just about this one issue. It's about, as I've said before, this is about what I see as federal overreach in terms of our Constitution, and we can't pick and choose which part of the Constitution we protect. We need to protect all of it.
Scott says the bill is also designed to send a clear message to Vermont's undocumented workers.
The fear and anxiety that many are facing, again, whether it's in the agricultural community or whether it's in other parts of the state, is real. And we seek to calm those fears and alleviate that.
About 1,000 undocumented workers are employed on Vermont dairy farms, and they're considered to be a vital part of the dairy industry. Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbit says his agency is putting together a contingency plan in the event that some of these workers are deported.
We'd have to call together probably some volunteers. Maybe some neighboring farms could lend a hand for a few days. But yeah, we'd have to call together some people pretty quickly and help them get the cows milked and the chores done.
Tebbit says the contingency plan will also explore the possibility of training Vermont prison inmates to work on the state's dairy farms. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.